Pastor Alamu explained that after the vacancies that they advertised, Governor Seyi Makinde gave the directive that the firm should be made free, making the commission to drop the 1,000 naira earlier planned. The breakdown of those to be employed, according to the TESCOM chairman, included 7,000 teachers, 2,000 non-teaching staff, as well as 1,600 security guards for day and night.
There is a serious shortage of teachers, and in order the state government started free and qualitative education in the US. For this to be effective, the governor has graciously approved recruitment, mass recruitment of teachers to fill out the vacancies in Oyo State secondary schools.
The chairman said the fund could be obtained at the two educational zones in Ibadan, as well as the state secretariat, while other interested applicants not residing in Ibadan should visit the various educational zones in their localities. Other existing vacancies in the public secondary schools include assistant executive officer general duties, assistant executive officers, accounts, secretaries, typists, and clerical officers. Meanwhile, it was a BI for activities when Radio Nigeria visited TESCOM office at Secretariat Ibadan. As prospective job seekers in thousands were struggling to obtain the form, some of the applicants bear their minds on the recruitment exercise.
We are really glad about the form, but the issue is the card is too much.
This is a very good process, but the problem is people have to stop it. My message to the government is that for them to just let this thing they are doing to be in a formal way, so that more people will benefit.
They can try the online process, so that people will be able to get it in time.
The application form, which begins 11th February, closes 24th of this month in Ibadan. Yabu Adebisi, Radio Nigeria.